may look fine, but I feel funny, like I've got a fever.
Well, what do you want then? Should we take your temperature?
It's not that kind of fever.
Well, what kind is it? Because you're driving me nuts.
I've got cabin fever, and there is no cure.
Yes, there is. Our podcast is a surefire remedy to classic cabin fever.
That is true. So let's not delay. Alex, can you please prescribe today's episode?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! Hi, guys. It's your cabin fever captain, Ishvan, here. Happy to help you from going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, next to Lucky Charms. That is one of my favorite sugary sweet cereals.
You know what I like? Panda Puffs.
Oh, me too. Again, I wish that this was a call-in show, because then we could ask what everyone out there, what like their favorite cereal is. Because I also, when I was little, I used to love a cereal called Apple Jacks. Classic Fruity Pebbles. The new one stinks.
Why do you say that?
They get soggy way too fast. They used to be way better the way that they, I don't know, were made. I also liked a cereal called Honeycombs, Frosted Flakes, Captain Crunch, and I also liked Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts? What are those?
I honestly don't know. Weird little tiny hard like rocks they were basically, kind of, but I liked them a lot.
Boy, you really liked cereal.
I still do.
Aw, me too. I think cereal is good any time of day or night.
And there is another reason cereal is great. It can help you with your cabin fever.
How?
All right. Say you have a box of my favorite Panda Puffs. When you are done eating all them puffs, you can cut the pandas out of the box and do like a panda puppet show for your people.
Aw, yeah. Kids, with a little supervision, you can cut out the characters on any cereal box. And then, if you have some popsicle sticks or like a pencil or something, and you have some tape or glue, then you can attach those characters, and then you have, like, characters for a play you make up.
Yeah, say like the pandas are sick of eating bamboo, so they go on a journey to find their new favorite food.
First, the pandas come upon baby carrots. They try them, but don't really like them.
They travel a little further and find tiny tomatoes, but they don't like those either.
And finally, they come upon pickles. And guess what? They love them! Pandas prefer pickles!
That's pretty good, you guys. All right, so everybody who's bored at home, study your cereal boxes and see if you can create cute characters and get to work on your own original production to stave off the dreaded cabin fever.
Hey, I know another way we can combat cabin fever.
How?
By doing everyone's favorite segment.
Do you mean Keanu Reeves and Gene Simmons' favorite segment?
That's right. Cabin fever is no match for...
You can't make this up!
Today's first story comes all the way from New Zealand, where a local wins the Spanish World Scrabble title without knowing the language.
Nigel Richards, who holds 5 English language world titles, won the Spanish World Scrabble Championship in Granada, Spain, losing only 1 game out of 24.
Richards speaks no Spanish and started memorizing the language's Scrabble words list a year ago. His friend Liz Fagerland, a New Zealand Scrabble official, told the Associated Press.
What motivates Richard, who now lives in Malaysia, is a mystery. Because he never speaks to reporters, his friend Liz says. He gets lots of requests for interviews, but he doesn't understand what all the hoo-ha is about.
Hoo-ha? I wonder what that means in Spanish. Our next story takes us to Stratham, New Hampshire, where a man recently surrendered 1,000 rodents to an overwhelmed animal shelter.
It all started when the man arrived saying he wanted to give up 150 mice, but then clarified it was 150 containers.
He had 73 mice with him that day, And by Friday morning, about 450 had been transferred to the shelter. Another 500 or so were on the way, probably in little cars.
It's a lot of work for a facility that at most took in 125 animals in one day. Other shelters have agreed to take some of the mice, and some are being sent to foster homes.
I'm glad the mice are being cared for, but jeez Louise, that guy sounds like a real rat fink.
And finally, we head to Portland, Oregon, for a bat beauty contest, which coincides with Bat Week, during which bat experts hold educational events celebrating the only flying mammal.
The Bureau of Land Management has hosted the online competition since 2019 to raise awareness about the animal's ecological importance.
The first round of voting pitted a Townsend big-eared bat named Sir Flapsalot against a hoary bat fittingly named Hoary Potter from Oregon.
Neither species are listed as endangered. However, Oregon has included them on its list of species needing conservation attention, and Utah has done the same for the Townsend big-eared bat.
The beauty contest will continue into the future. Our effort every year is to collect as much data as we can on the species so that we know how to better protect them.
Hey, Leprechaun, thanks for that great story. Back to you, Ishvan.
Guys, you have done it again. Delighted the members of KISS and inspired another song selection.
Oh, just another routine day for a couple of ace reporters.
Yeah, you guys are the best. All right, Alex, can you please play track number 9, Bats State Their Case, as well as track 10, Bats Are the Best, from the Evie the Queen of the Insects record?
Good idea. Here you go.
Roly-Poly was the first to spot them.
Oh no, I knew it. See? It's the bats. Why are they out so early?
Bee tried to make a joke.
Maybe they bought watches from Cicada's cousin.
Butterfly didn't laugh.
This isn't funny. They really are coming and they look really hungry.
Everyone got very quiet and hid behind Evie as the bats landed in the trees lining the street. The leader of the colony smiled and stepped forward.
Hello, everyone. Don't look so surprised. We saw the fun you were having and just couldn't resist. I'm a bit embarrassed that we're dropping in without invitation, but what can one do?
Evie was nervous.
Well, for one can leave one now.
Bee flew forward and buzzed.
Yeah.
And then quickly flew back behind Evie.
Oh my goodness, how rude. I was expecting something far more clever. Hey, aren't you the one from the song? The one with the unusual name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I would hope for a bit more understanding from you, my dear. As a guardian of nature, you have a responsibility to all the creatures that help it grow. And believe it or not, we bats aren't all that different from your little bug friends.
The bookish beetle stepped out from behind Evie with a notebook in hand.
That's correct. Bats are responsible for the pollination of over 500 different species of plants, including bananas, mangoes, peaches, and cocoa, to name but a few. Roly, you enjoy chocolate, don't you?
Not anymore. Be quiet and get over here.
Now Evie felt brave.
Hey, I know why you're here, and I am not going to let you get away with it.
All right. What if I just jumped in your hair, bit your neck, and drank your blood?
Ugh. Would you really do that?
Oh, let me think. No. But what if I did? People think we do all those things, so maybe we should just start. And we're very hungry and need to eat just like anyone else. And insects are just kind of our thing. And honestly, you love all bugs? Oh, Mr. Mosquito, give me a big kiss and now your lips itch. What I'm trying to say is bats are terribly misunderstood. We have feelings too. I'm not unreasonable. I can see how much you love your friends, just like I care for my family. And as hungry as we are, maybe I'll take my bats elsewhere today.
Thanks, that's really nice of you.
You're welcome. But before we go, my nephew Vincent, I mean Lil Fang, and his friends would like to do an original composition to remind you just how great we bats are. So here they are, Lil Fang and the Hang Gang, with Bats Are the Best. Boom!
and we're the only mammal capable of flight. B-A-T-S, we are bats, bats are the best. B-A-T-S, we are bats, bats are the best. People think we're scary, we fly into their hair. It's just a misconception, it really isn't fair. We don't want to bite you, we'd rather eat mud. To tell the truth, I get woozy at the sight of blood.
Thank you, Alex. That was perfect and also gave me time to think of another cabin fever remedy. What? Riddles.
Oh, I love riddles. I'll be honest, I'm kind of great at them. So I'll guess them if no one else gets it.
Okay, here's the first one. I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
Oh, jeez, I thought you'd start with like an easy one. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes. What am I?
All right, Leprechaun, I can't get this one. Please help.
It's your breath.
Oh, that's good. Okay, this is fun. Do another one.
Okay, listen closely, everybody. Nobody empties me, but I never stay full for long. What am I?
Oh, man, I don't know. Like a garbage can?
No. Think, lad. It's more poetic. Think of the full part.
Nobody empties me, but I never stay full for long. What am I?
Oh, wait, I think I got it. Is it the moon?
Very good. Ishvan, may I do a few quick ones and maybe a favorite of mine?
Yes, please do.
Okay, listen up, everyone. What is full of holes, but can still hold water?
What?
A sponge.
Oh, that's good.
All right, here's another one. What can you catch, but not throw?
What?
A cold. Okay, one of my favorites to finish up. What can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? And has a bed but never sleeps?
A river.
You got it.
That's awesome, Leprechaun.
Yeah, it was. I think we did a really good job. Okay, I think we also did our part to battle cabin fever. You guys at home, you have your assignments. Start collecting your favorite riddles.
Or try to make some up of your own.
And remember your cereal box puppets and productions.
And make sure you join us right back here in 2 weeks' time for the next fun-filled episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Until then, I am Ishvan.
I'm Toby.
I'm Alex the Computer.
And I'm the Leprechaun.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah. And we also want to remind everyone to help us keep this show commercial-free by going to Ishvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Ishvan Songs.
Yeah, that's ISTVANSONGS. And leave a much-appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Ishvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.